This is WSIU In Focus, and I'm Amelia Blakely. During the first 6 weeks of summer, about 24 people, ranging from all levels of education, age, and background, are led by Southern Illinois University Professor Mark Wagner to historical sites that hold the secrets to some points of our nation's not-so-distant history. For its third year, SIU's Center for Archaeological Investigations offered students a field school that teaches basic excavation and laboratory techniques. And it's at Fort Kaskaskia, on a late, breezy June day, that SIU anthropology senior Elizabeth Robinson starts her morning by finding an infantry button from the era of Lewis and Clark in the nation's western expansion.
Second infantry button.
How cool!
That's exactly what it should be.
Second infantry. I was right, there is an impression on it.
Robinson found her artifact on top of Garrison Hill, where just beyond her unit is the far-reaching view of the flooded Mississippi in the western United States. It's at that spot where Wagner's field school 2 years ago discovered something huge. Previously, the old story goes like this. Fort Kaskaskia was a single structure originally built by the French and then reused later by the Americans. But with Robinson's button and several other recently unearthed artifacts, the field school is changing that narrative. On top of Garrison Hill, there's a road that leads to a pavilion. And then on the left side of the road, looking west, there's a cemetery that sprawls down the steep hill into the river. Robinson says finding artifacts on the cemetery side of the hill confirms something crucial.
It does confirm what we already suspected, that the fort does continue on this side, mm-hmm. and the fact that I found it within the first layer of opening up the extension means that a lot of the soil on this side of the road has not been disturbed.
As opposed to the east side of the hill. Robinson says because of misconceptions about the fort's location, when the state park was built, a road and a water line was placed on the American fort. This disturbed the ground and the placement of artifacts.
Those artifacts let us know that the fort was indeed here, but because they have been dug through and jumbled up, they've lost their place in time. Mm. When the ground is undisturbed, things are buried in according to the timeline. So in an undisturbed plot, the things you find on the top are the most recent, and the things you find at the bottom are the oldest.
St. Cloud State University student Spencer Fear says the artifacts found by the field school have a broad timeline range.
We found everything from prehistoric to historic to modern. So prehistoric, we found some lithics of some flakes where they were making stone tools in this area. We found some historic items such as hand-wrought nails, so a blacksmith would have made these nails, they're square nails. We also pulled out a musket ball.
When excavating a unit, Fear says the ground is dug and scraped up one layer at a time, and then the dirt is rubbed against a screen to catch any tiny pieces. And it's in these little blocks that students are given a glimpse back in time.
The park that we're working in was also used as a picnic area mm-hmm. for a while, and so it's really interesting that you'll find a bottle cap, a square nail, and a prehistoric lithic all within 20 centimeters of each other. So very richly used area.
Along the students digging in the dirt are also volunteers who are participating through the National Forest Service's Passport in Time program. The program allows people to take part in archaeological digs at historical sites like Miller Grove and Kaskaskia. For Debbie Pulliam and Stephanie Sullivan, both from Fort Worth, Texas, they say the Passport in Time program allows them to go places they would have never gone. And Pulliam says digging in the dirt is fun, if you can find stuff.
You know, that always keeps you interested. And it's always it's kind of that gambler's philosophy of the next one's going to work out, the next shovel full I bring up is going to have something in it.
Forest Service archaeologist Heather Carey says the Passport program allows people interested in history participate in archaeological digs and other programs without having formal training. Sullivan says that's attracting to many Americans, especially those who are tracing their ancestry.
Now, our families were pioneers. They came out here when it was this and molded a life and built this country, which is really amazing when you stop to think about it.
Do you think that type of history informs us today?
Well, it should, because if you don't, you know, there's, you never know what's going to happen. You know, right now things are nice and cushy and easy and everything else, and if you don't learn how some of these, how we came to be, then what are you going to do if something horrible happens?
Carrie says the artifacts found are housed at the Stoller Creation Center for researchers and historians to use. Knowing that these artifacts will be used for further research makes students like Robinson excited as she gets closer to her goal, to help Native tribes reclaim their history through archaeology.
A lot gets lost in history. As much as people write, as much as people document.
She says those details might be small and banal, but it's by fixing those details that Robinson and the SIU Field School are piecing together early American history that's been forgotten. This is WSIU In Focus, and I'm Amelia Blakely.